Lesson 3, April 12 through 18, The Reality of His Humanity. Read for this week's study Galatians 4:4, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Timothy 3:16, Hebrews 4:15 and 16, and 1 John 4:1-3. John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us."
In the New Testament, without any rationalistic explanations whatsoever, Jesus Christ is presented as both human and divine. After beginning His Gospel with the Word, who is God, in John chapter 1, verse 1, John makes the extraordinary declaration that this same Word, this same God, became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And perhaps anticipating future concerns about moral contamination, the New Testament maintains the sinless life of Jesus with unequivocal consistency. Read Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Moreover, the writers of the New Testament matter-of-factly regard Jesus as a proper object of worship and veneration. Read Acts chapter 7, 59, and Romans chapter 9, verse 5, and also Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. These earliest Christians were not detained by the philosophical problems inherent in the concept of the God-man or by the difficulties it would pose for later thinkers. The humanity of the Son of God is everything to us. When we approach this subject, we would do well to heed the words spoken by Christ to Moses at the burning bush, "Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Exodus chapter 3, verse 5. We should come to this study with the humility of a learner. Ellen G. White, Selected Messages, Book 1, page 244.